Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So weeks and weeks, we heard about Aaron Rodgers potentially signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. All the hot take TV shows spent segments and segments talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he actually was going to return or would he just walk away from the sport? Should he have come to OTAs? Should he have signed months ago to get with his new team? He opted not to. But now he's landing in the destination that everybody said he was going to land in. He will be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
I actually think it's awesome. I think he's fun to watch. I know people are annoyed by his personality. I get annoyed by some of it too, to be honest. But he's an elite quarterback. And he's not what he was. I don't think he's even particularly close to what he was, say, in 2020 when we went 48-5 for 4,300 yards.
That's an absurd year.
That's an absurd year, an outlier. But, you know, in 2024, he was better than he was in his last full season, in 2022. In 2022 with the Packers, he threw for 3,600 yards, 26-12. Last year, after the year off, he threw for 3,800 yards, 28 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. He had more touchdowns, fewer interceptions, more yards, same quarterback rating. Little bit, basically the same completion percentage. Not great, but not perfect, but not terrible by any stretch.
Look at his second half numbers. Yeah. His second half was pretty good. Yeah. And that's more touchdown passes than Jaden had. Now Jaden runs, and Jaden was much more efficient.
Well, I think Jaden was huge, way better for his team than Aaron Rodgers was.
Absolutely.
And Aaron Rodgers was a distraction.
I'm just saying that Aaron Rodgers' numbers weren't horrible.
But I think he is going to make them more interesting, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It'll make them more interesting, but I still think they're firmly the third team in that division. I just think it's going to be tough for him to scratch and claw his way past Lamar and Joe Burrow at 41 years of age.
Yeah. I agree. But I also think he can rip off a couple wins.
And it's also a sign to me that the Steelers are just grasping.
They're just desperate.
They have no plan at quarterback. They're plugging in a 41-year-old as a one-year Band-Aid.
That's true.
And they're just trying to.
He could be a 2-year
kind of spinning their wheels.
He could be a 2-year if he balls out.
I have a hard time thinking he'll play into year 42 plus.
But I just think of Vinny Testaverde and some of those guys that have played.
I agree with Cakes. I mean, it does make them more. And I agree with you too. It makes them more interesting, but it doesn't put them into a position where I say, you know what, now they can contend for the AFC.
But
I don't believe that.
He also goes to a spot where Arthur Smith is the offensive coordinator who loves running the ball. So they're probably not going to ask him to be hey, you have to throw 35 plus touchdowns to keep us in contention type of guy at this point in his career.
If I had to bet, I would bet on your side. However, I'll say this about the Steelers. They were 10-3 at one point last year.
Mm-hmm.
They lost their last four games.
With a bad quarterback.
So it changes your perception, but they're 10-3. Then they played the Eagles. We know the Eagles are excellent. Then they played the Ravens in Baltimore, lost that. Then they played the Chiefs, lost that, finished with the Bengals, lost that, 10-7. They might be better than you think.
Could be. Maybe their defense
they're always competitive.
Just better and keeps them in a lot of games.
Now, I don't like their depth chart in terms of weapons because they traded away Pickens.
Right.
I would like Aaron Rodgers with Pickens and Metcalf. And you're like, well, that's pretty explosive offense. Freiermuth's right. a pretty good tight end. I don't know if they have enough. I see listed as their number two right now is Robert Woods. Mm-hmm. Feels like he's been on 100 teams at this point.
Well, they drafted the kid out of Michigan who didn't do much in year one. His name is escaping me, but I'm guessing they're expecting more out of him in year two, and they're hoping that Aaron Rodgers
Roman Wilson.
Yeah, plus, yeah. they have Freiermuth, who I'm sure he'll develop a connection with.
And they drafted Caleb Johnson out of Iowa. Now, Caleb Johnson's not the speedster. He's right. kind of a grinder, mm-hmm. kind of trying to run through you. But they drafted him pretty high.
That's okay.
So they'll probably use him a lot.
I mean, Najee Harris departs in the offseason, so he can kind of take over that role while Jalen Warren is the change of pace guy there.
Correct.
So I don't love their personnel.
Yeah, your number two receiver, if it's Robert Woods.
Mm-hmm. Bit long.
He played years with Buffalo. Yeah. Then he played years with the Rams. Last couple seasons in Houston mm-hmm. after a stop in Tennessee. He had 20 catches last year.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to think you're going to get a lot out of him.
And the,
they definitely want Roman Wilson to step it up.
They need to. They need him.
The people that are against this would point this out, and it's a valid point. People kind of presume that the Jets last year, by adding Aaron Rodgers, were going to be an instant contender.
Right.
The preseason talk was, hey, you add Aaron Rodgers to this team with this defense, Robert Saleh, everything was, they're going to be a contender, at least a playoff team. And what happened? Saleh gets fired along the way, and it crashes and burns.
Yeah.
So some people might say, well, this could be a situation where it crashes and burns in Pittsburgh.
It could. I also think, though, that sometimes, like, I don't think that was a great fit, Aaron Rodgers, New York. I just don't think that's a great fit. New York media, the attention, it could be very combative. He's going to have less pressure on him in Pittsburgh in that sense. Mm-hmm. It's a big time sports town, but he's not going to have attention because he's freaking Aaron Rodgers. But it's not going to be like New York media.
I've got a couple of Steeler friends or Steeler fan friends, and they are jacked.
Yeah,
because they didn't want Mason Rudolph opening up the year, mm-hmm. as your starter in week one, and they understand that Rodgers is he's older and he's clearly past his prime. But they said at least just give us a better chance to win games. Over Mason Rudolph.
And they drafted very late Will Howard.
Yeah, I mean,
so maybe he'll be the quarterback of the future and learn under Aaron Rodgers.
Great situation for him.
Mason Rudolph, maybe this year
is just a complete disaster again, and they'll look for a quarterback in the first round next year.
Steelers fans, how are you feeling about this? It finally happens. 800-636-1067. If you're a Steelers fan, how are you feeling about it? Again, this is a team. Before the last month, that was a contender. Now, most experts looked at the Steelers, and they won a very close game against the Washington Commanders that came down to really that spot on that Zach Ertz fourth down play where he was just inches short, and people thought that he actually got the first down.
Mm-hmm.
So some people were looking at them at 10-3 and were like, well, they're 10-3, but they're not as good as the Ravens. They're not as good as the Bills. They're not as good as the Chiefs. But they were 10-3.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin, maximizes whatever he has and gets his team to above 500.
That's just what he does. Yeah,
book
that's
it.
Why I'm betting against a disaster. I think disaster's off the table.
A disaster would be 5 or 6 wins. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But do they make the playoffs?
I don't know because the Bengals.
I would say this: if they don't make the playoffs, that's kind of a disaster.
Well, I mean, but you look at the paper; anyway. Still hard to make the playoffs. I mean, the Bengals are going to bounce back. They already did towards the end of last year. That was an aberration. The Ravens, you can never. I mean, they're just so good.
The updated number.
It's hard to make playoffs.
The updated number to miss the playoffs on FanDuel for the Steelers -190.
Mm. Now,
I think they're on the outside looking in. It's hard to make the playoffs. Yeah.
Did it move their win-loss total?
I don't know what it was before. I'm guessing it moved it up maybe one win. They're at 8.5. So maybe I don't know if it must.
I'll take the over on
that. Maybe it was 7.5 when pre-Rodgers.
By the way,
here's the real question. Yeah. Are they better off with Aaron Rodgers than they were with Russell Wilson?
100%.
Well.
100%.
Some of the numbers say otherwise. Warren Sharp, who knows a lot about football, he tweeted this yesterday. He said, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, Mason Rudolph, all three in Pittsburgh. None that great. All three passed over for Aaron Rodgers. But did you know that last year, all three averaged more EPA than Rodgers, expected points added. All three averaged more yards per attempt than Rodgers. All three had better accuracy than Rodgers.
Maybe the only one I would give credence to maybe is the EPA of those. I don't really care about
you don't
the
care
other
about
two
yards
stats.
Per attempt?
Not really.
I think it's a pretty big metric in
not
in
as
the
much
NFL.
As expected points.
You don't care about accuracy?
I think accuracy to an extent.
You want an accurate quarterback?
I think that he's pretty accurate. I think Aaron Rodgers is pretty accurate.
He needs to come on board.
The numbers say he wasn't as accurate as the guys they had last year.
The EPA stat, I'll give you a nod to.
He needs to come on board, though, and be a real leader. Like,
yeah.
Last season, he was throwing teammates under the bus. Yeah. Remember, I can't remember if it was a Monday night game, Sunday night game, but it was a primetime game. And after the game, he threw the receiver that they ultimately traded away under the bus. And I thought he was supposed to be on the dash. He was supposed to be on the dashes. Yeah. Like, you're the donk that threw that terrible pass.
Yeah, no, I think he's got some personality quirks to him, for sure.
Huh. Quarterbacks are not supposed to throw their receivers under the bus.
He's for sure an abrasive guy.
That's just the way he is. And I'm guessing he's not going to completely change.
No, I think he's really dug in. I think he's really dug in now, and he's kind of taken a me-against-the-world attitude the last few years.
Who was the receiver? It was a veteran that they traded last year.
Doesn't
the Jets.
It doesn't
Mike
matter.
Williams, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't
I think
matter.
It was Mike Williams. He just completely just threw Mike Williams under the bus.
He's probably right, but you don't do it. But
hey,
he's probably right.
I'll tell you what's tasty. The Steelers open their season against the Jets.
Oh, they do.
I know. Okay. That's going to be
on the road.
That'll probably be
in
a prime
York.
Time game. Are
you, you think they didn't have inside skinny that Rodgers was going to eventually wind up in Pittsburgh?
They and then week
point.
Two?
They yeah. Knew.
Week two, it's your DK Metcalf revenge game. They go to Seattle.
Mm, pretty good.
So I
pretty
be
good
clear.
Scheduling.
I'm not predicting they make the playoffs. I'm right. not. I don't have the
You're
balls
just predicting
to predict that.
Not a complete disaster.
I'm predicting that he'll keep them competitive, and I don't think anybody would want to play them week in and week out.
I think he'll be similar.
You don't want to play an Aaron Rodgers quarterback team. You'd rather play somebody else. You'd rather play other teams.
I think he'll be similar to the production they got last year from Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and they'll probably go 10-7. But I do think there's an upside that he can go back because he still has the live arm. He has the arm.
No, there's no
we
doubt
saw
it. Here's how they go back. Every season is a whole new season. Who knows what could happen? Freaking Lamar could go out there and something horrific could happen. God bless. Let's hope it doesn't. Pray it doesn't. But you know, something could happen and derail the Ravens, or you know, something could happen to derail the Bengals. Who knows? Do we really? I mean, are the Broncos really on the come? I'm not sure. You know, something's going to be different, right? So for another, you need something else to happen, right? For another playoff spot.
Why are you pointing
spot.
The Broncos?
Just for a playoff spot. For a playoff spot to pop up. Like, how can they get there and the Ravens and the Steelers and the Bengals?
Well, 10-7, which is what they finished last year, often gets you into the playoffs.
Right, but last year didn't. But I'm looking at teams and go, well, who's going to drop off? The Chargers, I doubt it. I don't think the Bills are dropping off. I think the Bengals will be on the come.
But you know by history that two or three of the teams that were in the playoffs last year are going
Correct.
To drop off.
The one I'm predicting is Denver, maybe, that looks vulnerable to me. Like, who knows?
You never know. The Chiefs could step back.
Impossible for me to buy that.
It seems very unlikely.
Until they
Patrick
do,
Mahomes.
Yeah. My money's always on
I'm
the Chiefs.
I'm going to expect them to make the playoffs.
I'm always on the
and
Chiefs.
Double-digit wins.
I can't expect a 15-win team to drop off and miss the playoffs.
They're in the Super Bowl. Doesn't the Super Bowl loser traditionally take a big step back?
This team's way too established, way too well coached.
I'm just saying, usually there'll be
of
a team
all
comes
the teams,
out of left field.
That's the one least likely, in my opinion, to miss the playoffs. But I think I'm not convinced on their quarterback and Denver situation. We'll see. We'll see.
Well
if you
coached,
can back
though.
It up.
Well coached.
If you're a Steelers fan, how are you feeling about it? Let's go to line 1-800-636-1067. Aaron Rodgers signs or is about to sign. And they're going to have a mandatory mini camp next week. So he'll start
there.
Immersing himself with the new team.
I also don't think, I'm going to go to Greg here in a second. I also don't think he's going to go out there and embarrass himself. Like, if he doesn't think he can do this, he's got too much pride to go out there and embarrass himself. So.
I'm not claiming he's going to embarrass himself.
Yeah. Let's go to Greg in Sterling. Greg, what's up?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Greg.
Hey, longtime Steeler fan here.
Yeah.
And in-laws are Packer fans.
All right.
So we're fighting over if Aaron Rodgers will help us or not. I don't think Aaron Rodgers will. I think we'll still be a 9-10 win team. Maybe make the playoffs. Maybe win a game. But we're not Super Bowl contenders with Rodgers. We don't have the weapons around him either.
How's the line?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The line should be better. We had a couple guys hurt last year that they drafted high the last couple years. So hopefully those guys are healthy and they perform to their, you know, draft pick.
Who are his top weapons?
DK Metcalf.
DK and Woods.
It's a pretty good weapon.
And then Roman Wilson if he steps it up a little bit.
Yeah, but they traded away Pickens.
If Wilson steps up, maybe we've got a better shot. But
who's their tight end? Who's
their tight end? Fryermuth. Yeah.
Pat Fryermuth.
I don't know much about him.
He's pretty good. He's decent.
He's good in the red zone.
Fryermuth is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me say this about Aaron Rodgers' season last year. And I remember Jason always saying it was empty calories. This is just statistics. And I know sometimes statistics can lie. First half of the season, and he was coming off the Achilles. 12 touchdowns, 7 picks. His pass rating was 85. Mm-hmm. Second half of the season, 16 touchdowns with only 4 picks. Pass rating at 96. Mm-hmm. Huge jump that second half of the season. I know the team stunk, and a lot of that falls on the quarterback. But he showed he could still play there. His completion percentage went up. His passer rating went up. His QBR went up. He was sacked a lot. Especially in the first half of the season. Now, I don't think he's ever going to get it back. He's 41. But remember, Aaron Rodgers used to be able to scramble out of the pocket.
Well, age and
he
wasn't, Achilles has
he wasn't
hurt
an elite runner
like
a Jaden Daniels. But he would get out of the pocket and then fling it 40 yards downfield. He was coming off the Achilles. Like, it takes time.
You know what people say?
I think he could bounce back. Like, my bet would be he's going to be kind of like Russell Wilson was last year, where it's okay.
Russell Wilson
was okay last year.
I mean, I see what you're saying about his overall numbers, but his completion percentage for the year, and that's over 17 games, wasn't very good. He finished 30th in the league in completion percentage.
And he's usually a very high completion percentage guy.
Yeah. Anything else, bro?
Well, I either hope we go deep in the playoffs, or we win 5 games.
Right.
I don't want 9 or 10 wins again.
You don't want the middle of the road.
Yeah.
God forbid, stuck with a winning record.
It's probably what you're going to do.
That's how a lot of Steelers fans feel. Thanks for your call, pal. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.